right. Welcome in. Welcome back, folks, to a Notre Dame. Just landed the commitment of four-star Texas wide receiver Jaden Greathouse, edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, hit subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. You approve of the content. Appreciate that as well. Hit notifications. That way you'll be alerted every time news like this breaks. You'll know right away. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishindy@gmail.com. Audio only. You know you can get me wherever you want me. Call in line 312-988-15. So, four-star talent in talent-rich Texas, just outside the top 100 players, regardless of position in the country, commits to Notre Dame. 6'2", 215. Here's what I like most when I read the recruiting profile of this athlete, okay? He has a history of huge production in Texas's high school football highest classification level. I love that. 43 touchdowns in his first three seasons. Okay, in the highest classification of high school ball in Texas, where we all know even high school football, Texas football is religion. This gives me hope. He can adapt quickly and get in the mix quickly at Notre Dame, which we may very darn well need him to do. So I see this all the time, where a guy has all these recruiting accolades and then you end up seeing some grainy footage on YouTube and it's men versus boys. So the competition level's lower. A guy might be built and physically more mature than the guys he's playing against. He can outrun guys, push them over, whatever. Like, you see that a lot when you look at some of this recruiting tape. So for me to see 43 touchdowns in his first three seasons in the highest classification, I love seeing that competition level. And I'm hoping it's going to help him move right into Notre Dame, be used to competition, love it. Now, again, I'm in a position where I really have to applaud the staff for prioritizing the wide receiver room and trying extra hard to recruit us out of the hole that the previous staff dug us in terms of depth and skill and reliability in that position group. All right? Chancey Stuckey deserves a lot of credit. In my opinion, I think Chancey Stuckey may have the toughest job of any new assistant on the staff. He's got to do two very hard things at once. Get as much as he can out of a currently depleted wide receiver group, and also convince future recruits to come join that group without a quarterback right now in the 23 class. Okay, so I know they're all doing this because they coach at Notre Dame, but Chancey Stuckey's doing the Lord's work. He's doing the Lord's work, and it ain't easy. So I got to give him a lot of credit. Obviously, Freeman and Reese as well. They're involved. But nobody should take for granted the tough position Chancey Stuckey's in. So far, I think he's doing a very, very good job. So, again, I'm relieved to see the prioritization of positions of need and recruiting that we're seeing from this staff. Shows us they're seeing what you and I are seeing. I didn't always feel that was the case before, but now it is, and it helps me sleep at night. Welcome to Notre Dame, Jaden Greathouse and family. Have a good one.